Have you ever prayed to God, asking Him for weakness? When was the last time you asked God to help you because you were too strong? When I was in formation and was learning how to prepare a homily, a wise deacon friend of mine gave me some advice. He told me to preach from the standpoint of my own experiences. He told me that the most effective homilies are the ones we preach from our experiences living a life in Christ. That's what we know best because we have lived these things. So today I'm going to preach about what I know best, me. There were times in formation, as there are for all in formation, when I deeply questioned whether I was truly being called to be a deacon. I wondered whether I would be effective as a deacon, if people who knew me would be able to take me seriously as a deacon. After all, I had a certain reputation, in person and on the radio. Now, it wasn't a bad reputation, but it may not have been one of real sincerity. I also thought of you folks. Could I serve you? The question was not whether I wanted to serve you. Absolutely I did, and I do. My question was whether you would allow me to serve you, whether you would accept me as a deacon. And the question was deeper than that. Would I accept the diaconate? Would I take this vocation seriously? I have some struggles in life that are not uncommon. Many people suffer this way, but they are real. I have a form of a reading challenge. It takes me about 4 times as long to get through a page in a book than the average reader. I also have a distraction issue. And these things together prevent me from consuming books and writings and paying attention to instruction as well as the average person can. So I also suffered from some academic hurdles. I would often compare myself to the other men in formation who seem to be so very knowledgeable about theology, about the writings of the popes and the church fathers. They were always reading and recommending books to me, books that I knew I probably should read, but I also knew I wasn't going to be able to get through them. I knew of my shortcomings in this area. I knew of my playful personality, and I knew of my own sinfulness. And I took these all to the Lord one day in the Adoration Chapel. I had made up my mind that I was going to leave formation, that I was not going to become a deacon. And I reasoned it out with God. I told Him, Lord, I'm done with this. I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not smart enough to be a deacon. And Jesus responded to me. He said, you're right. You are not good enough or strong enough or smart enough, but I am. I'm not asking greatness of you, He said. The greatness is mine. From you, all I ask is obedience. I walked away from the chapel with an understanding that I need to stop trying so hard to be what I'm not, to stop fighting and start surrendering. Stop trying to grow strong and start embracing my weaknesses. Our first reading reminds us of our weakness and God's strength. It shows us that we will be asked to endure hard times, that we might even grow impatient with God. Habakkuk says, how long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. How many times have you and I prayed that prayer before? We ask for help, and it seems like we're being completely ignored. Things that seem unbearable take place in our lives. We feel like God is missing. We have a vision of God as a provider of peace in our lives. The reading goes on to address this. It says, the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. We are reminded that God is still in complete control. Notice how this reading does not tell us to be strong, but to have faith. In Paul's letter to Timothy, he says, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Again, Paul does not tell Timothy to be strong. He says that God is strong, and Timothy is to trust in him, to have faith in him. In our gospel, the apostles recognize their own weaknesses, and they ask Jesus, increase our faith. Jesus tells them how powerful faith can be, but then gives them instructions that seem like the opposite of being strong and powerful. He tells them how to be a servant. He seems to say that having strength and using strength is not as profitable as being weak and humble. And yet, how powerful humble acts of service can be. If we have great strength and use it, what good is that? If I have great strength and use it, I am only doing what I was made to do. If I have great abilities to read and to retain information and to spew it back out, what good is that? I'm only doing what I was able to do. I find that in times when I'm feeling strong, I rely on myself, on my strength. When I feel weak, I rely on God. Which is better? No human can, through his own power and strengths, convince a mulberry tree to get up and walk into the ocean as Jesus talked about. But in our weakness, with faith in God, things like this could actually happen. I don't see a real great cause for God to act in this specific way, making trees walk into the sea. But it is within his power to do so. After my conversation with the Lord that day in the Adoration Chapel, I changed my approach to the diaconate. I no longer tried to be what I was not, or to do the things I was not able to do. I thanked God for my reading challenge. I thanked him for my weaknesses. I thanked him for the areas in my life where I wanted to excel, but I could not. I no longer resented the fact that some of my classmates seemed to have so much more knowledge about things than I did. I no longer compared myself to anyone else. I am the way God made me. And if God is calling me to be a deacon, he can surely do it as easily as making a mulberry tree walk into the sea. My duty was to get out of the way, surrender, and obey. A couple of months ago, Father Eli gave a homily about hunger, the hunger that he has for God and the hunger that we all have for God. And his concluding remarks did not suggest a solution. He simply encouraged us, stay hungry. Likewise, as you and I acknowledge our own weakness, my concluding remarks are not ones offering a solution either. Instead, I say this, I no longer pray for strength. I ask God, keep me weak, that I may depend and rely entirely and completely upon him. As Father Eli encouraged you to stay hungry, I also encourage you, stay weak.